Recently, General Manager Brian Cashman was asked about the future status of his manager, Aaron Boone. If it's up to Cashman, Boone will be around for a long time. Should his comments shock you or surprise you? You may be surprised by what I'm about to tell you. Tune in. Here's another episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? My name is Nick Delahanty, the host here of Pinstripe Talk podcast. If you're new here, we thank you for tuning in. Make sure you hit that little red button if you're watching on the video stream to subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you're listening on our audio platform, make sure you subscribe on whatever podcasting platform you choose fit. If you're a returning member of our brand, we thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule to talk some Yankees baseball with us. The big topic of today's discussion is Brian Cashman's comments about manager Aaron Boone. And every year, as we all know, Brian Cashman takes part in the Heights and Lights festivities in Stamford, Connecticut. And what that is you'll see people like Cashman rappel down a very large building. And this year was no different. 22-story building. Brian Cashman once again accomplished a feat. But this year, he had a guest with him. And manager Aaron Boone. So as the two rappelled down the building, Fox News and Will Kane asked the Yankees general manager what his intentions were in regards to the future status of Boone. And Cashman replied as simply as, you know, Brian Cashman would. He said, and I quote, "I've had three managers, 10 years with Joe Torre, 10 with Joe Girardi, and hopefully 10 more with Aaron Boone." Now, for those of you who may be surprised by this, you really shouldn't be surprised. Yes, we do know that the Yankees haven't won a World Series under Boone's watch yet. In 3 years, the Yankees have not won the pennant, have not been to the World Series. That is evident. There is speculation that he may be on the hot seat. He had his fourth-year option on the contract that he initially signed picked up. He will manage the Yankees in 2021. But his future, as of now, is uncertain, and things could obviously change. But if you're going by Cashman's past history with managers, you know that Brian Cashman loves to have stability and consistency at the managerial position. And let's take a closer look at it, shall we? Joe Torre managed the Yankees for 12 seasons. And obviously, as Cashman noted in his quote, 10 plus years under Cashman's watch. That reign went from 1996 to 2007. Torre was 1,173 wins compared to only 767 losses, a 605 winning percentage. During that span, the Yankees were dominant. Six AL pennants, four World Series titles. Yes, toward the end of his era, it was not pretty. But for the most part, Torre had a very successful beginning run with the New York Yankees. Then the Yankees transitioned to Joe Girardi. He managed the team for 10 years, 2008 to 2017. He had a 9-10-7-10 record as the Yankees manager, which is a 562 winning percentage. He managed in over 1,620 games as a skipper of the Yankees and won the one pennant and one World Series title in 2009. So yes, Girardi got over the hump, won a World Series title, but the remainder of the 9 years didn't really go in the Yankees' favor or how they anticipated it would go. They had some years where they struggled, and it just ended on a bad note when the Yankees lost to the Houston Astros in the playoffs. Now, they transition over to Aaron Boone. He's 3 years in to his tenure as the Yankees manager, and let's call a spade here. He's been good. 615 winning percentage, 236 total wins, and remember, the third year was only a 60-game slate, so that number would definitely be higher if it was 162. Now, two 100-win seasons, that's nothing to scoff about, you know, nothing to, you know, not take into consideration. Unfortunately, the Yankees haven't had the luck in a postseason, haven't been to the World Series since 2009. The drought has continued. And that's where the pressure comes into the situation. Aaron Boone was supposed to come in and change the culture and be the guy to get them over the hump from where Girardi was. And unfortunately, he hasn't done that yet. But Brian Cashman has a lot of faith in Aaron Boone. And for those of you who say that Aaron Boone is a quote-unquote puppet, there are reasons to believe that the front office has their say in what's going on. But you also have to take into consideration how much the game has changed going back to the Torre era. When guys like Joe Torre, Buck Showalter, those guys were prevalent throughout the game of baseball. You use the eye test to make your decisions. Analytics weren't as driven back then as they are now. And teams became smarter. They have people within their organization that know the ins and outs of the game. And their information is built to help a manager succeed. And yes, analytics don't always work, right? The eye test does play a factor. But for the most part, these people who are working in the front offices know what they're talking about. So yes, the manager makes the everyday decisions and they're responsible for certain things throughout the clubhouse, but they are getting a lot of information fed through them and you're seeing more and more interaction and input from higher ups. And I'm certain that Brian Cashman does have a say in certain things. And I'm sure that he has his hand in whatever the Yankees are doing. Why? Because he's a smart businessman. He is going to put this team in the best position to win, and he is going to make sure his manager, regardless of who it is, has the best information to work with. So you could say that he likes to have him around because he's a puppet. And, you know, you can make the case that he's not fully in charge of every decision, but that's every team in Major League Baseball. You'd be fooling yourself if front offices elsewhere don't have a say in what's going on. And now you see teams transitioning to guys who are more analytic-based. A lot of the older managers that relied on the given eye test that I talked about and going with their gut, they're not in the ballgame anymore. They're not in the equation. You're having more guys who are focused on the data that they're getting, and they're making decisions based on what they're getting fed from the analytics department. And that's okay. That's the way the game has changed. That's the way the game has evolved. But to say that Aaron Boone is a total puppet would be a discredit, because I firmly believe that every manager does have their people they have to listen to. It's not a one-person thing. He's a spearhead. He gets the wins and losses on his record. And a lot of that goes in clubhouse chemistry in terms of the everyday operations. But when it comes to information, you have to think that in the back of their minds, they know what the information is telling them, and they're going to use that information to the best of their ability when you get on the actual field. It shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. I mean, anybody, that Brian Cashman has hopes that Aaron Boone's the manager for a long time. Number one, if he's a manager for a long time, it means that the Yankees have been pretty successful during that time period. I'm pretty sure that if you go back over the last 3 years and look at the data, there's not many managers who have been better in regards to the regular season than Aaron Boone. And yeah, there's been some questionable decisions, no doubt. Go back to ALDS game 2 against the Rays. You can talk about that game all you want. You know, it's been a big topic since the Yankee season has ended. But overall, you have to look at the bigger picture, and you have to realize that Boone's been solid for this team. Yeah, he's probably on the hot seat. There's probably a lot riding on 2021. If the Yankees get off to a slow start, you're going to hear the chirping, you know. Boone's not under contract. Maybe the Yankees look in a different direction. But as the GM, if you thought that Brian Cashman was going to come out with Aaron Boone next to him on a 22-story building as they're rappelling down it, saying that, oh, you know what, this is last year's my manager, you're absolutely crazy. No way was he going to say that. In Cashman's situation, he's going to tell you his ultimate goal. And his goal is to keep Boone around a long time. Number one, I doubt, and I mean highly doubt, the Yankees want to go through another managerial search. The Yankees like that consistency and continuity within the organization, and they feel that Boone right now is the best guy for the job. And he'll have to earn his extension, obviously, but guys like Torrey had to as well. Girardi had to was in the same token. Nothing has changed. The Yankees have a lot riding on these next couple of years, and 2021 is a big part of that. The Yankees' window's closing, and they have about 2 to 3 years to really come away with another World Series title with this team, the way that it's built in terms of contracts, in terms of finances, things like that. So it's up to Boone and the whole entire coaching staff and the front office to put together a winner. And I think that if Brian Cashman didn't have faith in Aaron Boone, he would already be gone. But I think that the Yankees see the bigger picture here. And yeah, it hasn't translated in the postseason yet, but a lot of good managers have taken a couple of years to win a World Series title. So expect Boone back in 2021. And if all goes right, expect Boone to be the manager for a very, and I mean very, long time on this team. Now, he kind of has a way with managers over 10 years, and it's been a constant thread when Cashman's been the general manager of this team. Some organizations elect to fire guys after 2 or 3 years when things aren't going right. But the Yankees, they like to have that consistency, and that's one big thing you have to keep in mind. So his comments to you and to the public on Fox News as he rappelled down that 22-foot story building. They should be taken seriously because that's how he truly feels about the situation. That's not just a scapegoat that, you know, he's covering it up and being a politician and giving you what you want to hear or what he thinks you want to hear. He's being honest. The Yankees organization takes pride in that. That's something that is for a long time coming. They're not a team that just likes to recycle managers. So if everything goes right, Aaron Boone will be the manager of this team at least for another 7 or 8 years, considering the usual timetable. Yeah, everything runs out and you know, things get stale and you need a change. But I don't think the Yankees are ready for that change. And I don't think they have any doubt that Aaron Boone could be that manager to lead them to a World Series, possibly in 2021. Heck, who knows? Maybe even in 2022 or 2023. But before you get all upset and excited or frustrated because you think Boone should be fired, take a look at the numbers. Find me 5 managers throughout the game of baseball that have been better than Aaron Boone over that span of time. And I'm doing it off the top of my head here. The only two I could really think of in terms of probably winning percentage are the Dodgers with Dave Roberts and the Tampa Bay Rays with Kevin Cash. Other than that, Boone's probably sitting in third. I could be wrong. Prove me wrong in the comments, obviously. But, you know, the players like him. The clubhouse chemistry seems to be good. Obviously, the injury bug is really, really hampered them over the stretch of time. Imagine if they were healthy throughout a couple of these years. They would have definitely won more games. But the postseason seems to be the big thing here. And obviously, when the Yankees don't win the World Series, fans are so used to winning that it's not a norm that the manager does become on the hot seat. And before you put him on the actual hot seat, let's see what 2021 brings, because if the Yankees get off to a hot start, you're all going to want Aaron Boone around for a very long time. It's a matter of time to figure it out. And the Yankees are not dumb. They're not committing long term. They're putting the pressure on Boone. They know, you know, your contract's up at the end of the year. There's no guarantee you will be back. They're playing their cards right. Obviously, don't read too much into Brian Cashman's comments. He's telling you he would love to have him around for 10 plus years. What team wouldn't want to have their manager around that long? That means that they're doing a heck of a job and that their team's winning and winning multiple World Series championships. And that's what the Yankees are built for. But right now, the Yankees are content with Boone as their manager. That could change, obviously. But don't read so much into the comments. Don't freak out. Don't panic. The New York Yankees, as they always have, will do whatever it takes to put the organization in the best position to succeed. And if they don't feel Aaron Boone's that guy to lead the helm, he'll be gone. Just like Joe Torre was, just like Joe Girardi was. But give Boone a chance. Yes, the first 3 years they didn't win. They came up short in the postseason. But with the reboot of the roster and trying to add some pieces here and there, the Yankees will be right back in the thick of things in 2021, competing for another World Series championship. Once again, this has been another episode of the Pinstripe Talk Podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. If you haven't done so already, check out our social media feed. If you're watching on our YouTube stream, you can see it right on the screen. If you're on the audio side of things, Facebook searches up by looking up Pinstripe Talk Podcast, on Twitter at Pinstripe Talk ND, and on Instagram, our official Delahanty Media account at Delahanty Media. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, you name it. Our show is there available for you. Also, check out our YouTube page. If you're watching the video stream, hit that little red button in the corner to subscribe to our channel. As always, let's go Yankees. Hopefully the offseason starts to heat up a little bit. But as always, we'll continue to give you all the latest news and updates regarding the Bronx Bombers. Until next time, my name is Nick Delahanty, and I'm the host of the Pinstripe Talk Podcast, powered once again by Delahanty Media. Check out our website, www.delahantymedia.com, for all the latest news and updates regarding this show and all of our other content. Until next time, let's go Yankees. We'll talk to you really soon.